This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
And The Let Us Give campaign has welcomed support from the Queensland. All right, I'm starting again because I'm having a Friday morning. All right, everybody. The Let Us Give campaign has welcomed support from the Queensland State Labor Conference from removing the ban on blood donation by gay men and bisexual men and trans women who have sex with men. To talk to us about what this means moving forward, we have Let Us Give spokesperson Benjamin Dudman on the line. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, how's it going?
Fabulous. So, Ben, this sounds like a great motion to be passed and hopefully implemented. What are the current restrictions around blood donation for people who have sex with queer men?
Yeah, look, it's a really great motion that was passed by Queensland Labor at their recent state conference. The current rules are a 3-month deferral period for men who have sex with men. So if you're in a relationship or, you know, if you've got a social life of any sort, you're severely limited in your ability to give blood. There is a plasma pathway that lifeblood is stroking, which allows men who have sex with men to donate plasma. But the issue with that is it doesn't actually deal with the two issues surrounding the blood donation policy. One being supply. It doesn't improve the blood supply. Oh, I'm doing it too now. Blood supply. And two, it doesn't remove the discrimination. Yeah. Men who have sex with men still cannot give blood in the same way that heterosexual people can.
Can I just clarify one thing that you said there? You said including like men in relationships. What if they're in long-term monogamous relationships and are up to date with regular testing? Are they still completely banned?
That is the insane thing about this policy. It doesn't matter if you've been in a relationship for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20.
Wow.
You cannot give blood unless you abstain from sex for 3 months. And another strange thing is there's been people and stories we've heard where a person has been in a heterosexual relationship, one of them has transitioned, and suddenly nothing has changed in terms of the person, the relationship. They just now identify as a man, as does their partner, and suddenly they're again precluded from donating blood. It's just a crazy situation.
There's a lot of stigma in relation to this that exists in a lot of different places, ways and spaces. So if this motion moves forward for regulation change with lifeblood, what will this change in terms of blood and plasma donation?
Well, it will open up the supply. There are, you know, so many gay, bisexual and transgender people in Australia who really want to give blood. Even if a small portion of those people do end up donating, that's still an immense boost to our blood supply in Australia. And it really shores up the supply. Lifeblood are constantly calling out for assistance for blood donations because of the short supply. Mm. So as the campaign says, let us give.
Yeah, amazing. So can you tell us a little bit more about the petition that you have on letusgive.com.au?
Absolutely. Look, Let Us Give is campaigning and calling for signatories of this petition to tell the federal government and Lifeblood that now is the time to change this blood donation policy. This is based off stigma from, you know, 30, 40 years ago where things like HIV was not well understood. We have come so far and yet this policy hasn't. So it's time that we update the policy, allow men who have sex with men to donate blood on a risk-based assessment rather than a blanket ban, which would make the blood supply so much safer right across the board.
It's insane because they actually ask you so many questions before you donate blood anyway, and it is all risk-related. And
the blood is still tested.
Yeah, it's just, it does blow my mind that it is such a ridiculous blanket ban, especially this day and age.
Look, I'll make the point that the last time that someone contracted HIV through blood donation was back in 1999 when a heterosexual person lied on their application form about their sexual relationships, and that's how it happened. It hasn't happened since, and as you said, they test the blood anyway.
We are always hearing we need more blood. There's a low supply of blood. If you can donate, please do. I'm seeing it all the time. I have many friends that do it. The difference it would make if this restriction was lifted would be really huge. And I think there'd be a real, you'd see a whole lot of the community stepping forward, being able to give blood because it is really important and really needed.
Absolutely. Look, I'm from regional Tasmania. And, you know, one thing that I'll never forget was when my grandmother was dying in hospital and she was relying on blood transfusions, and the fear and the anxiety for our family when there was no blood supply in Launceston at the time was immense. And that's happening right across Australia, especially in the region, but right across in cities, in, you know, towns. And so this is an important step and one that I hope that the federal government will enact.
Absolutely. And something I even just thought of just then was the reality is, like we were saying, they do test the blood. People may have something that they're not even aware of. So this could be a circumstance where more of the community across the board could step up and be more informed and help to make a difference to the health of so many people.
Absolutely. Look, now, we're going to keep campaigning on this,
Yes, yeah. Good.
Now, Ben, I did see on the Let Us Give website, there is a little infographic on there that says just how many people could be allowed to give blood. I'm trying to think of the technical word, but like allowed to give blood if these bans are lifted, and just how many people that could help. Do you know the number off the top of your head that if this ban was lifted, just how many more lives per year could be saved?
Look, that is a great question, and you should never ask number questions to me this early in the morning.
Fair.
But it's an immense amount.
It was well over 100,000.
Yeah, it's insane. And that is why Lifeblood and the Australian government really needs to look at this. 100,000 lives that can be saved from this. That's not something to be sneezed at. That is a incredible boost to our blood supply.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. Let Us Give spokesperson Benjamin Dudman, thank you for joining us. For more information and to access the petition, head to letusgive.com.au, and all the best with motions moving forward, and hopefully we make some changes.
Thank you so much. Let's hope so.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.